Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, St. Louis. It's a nice opportunity to remind everyone of my favorite Chicago historical fact as well.
Oh, about the river?
That's the one, baby.
If you talk to, what do you even call, is it St. Louisan?
St. Louisian.
Who would want to play in St. Louis? So boring. Yes.
I agree, Chris Bryant.
Yes.
But they have legitimate beef with the whole, we turned the river the wrong direction
sure.
So that we could send sewage their way.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's throw this by Boog.
It's just not a place that speaks to me. I don't know what else to tell you. It would not be top 10. It wouldn't be top 15. It wouldn't be top 20 for me.
I'd love to know why St. Louis doesn't speak to you.
I think it's probably because of the river reversal.
It's the sewage.
Yeah.
It's the sewage. It's our fault.
I think that's it.
Because we sent it just,
We sent them too much sewage. I don't know. Maybe the red clashes with my hair a little bit. I don't know, man.
Back here in St. Louis, the gateway to the West.
Here I come. Oh, here I come. Oh.
And also the Chicago River returned to the current of the river.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the sewage would come.
St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Yeah, hang with them.
This is a crazy ass city. You built the most beautiful arch I've ever seen. It's got this gorgeous view, and then you built nothing to look at. We went all the way to the top of this arch. We're like, East Illinois? Y'all really want me to look at East Illinois? I'm just asking dudes, like, what are we even supposed to look at? They're like, yo, the strip club's over there. I was like, all right, whatever.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock. Nico Horner is going to be on the show in about 10 minutes. The whole crew is here and available. Alex is holding it down. Tanny with the open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
The best thing about Boog's little river reference from last night, it's a very quiet hang with him, but that's a hang with him. And for anybody who doesn't know, because Hawk used to throw that in all the time, hang with him. But a hang with him is like, oh man, it's like Babip. You hit that one really hard and somebody caught that. That's too bad. Hang with him, everybody.
Yep.
You're going to be okay. So that was to everybody in St. Louis about the sewage decision and all of that in your life. Sorry about that. Hang with him.
Was that James Davis you was talking about, St. Louis, the comedian James Davis?
Andrew Schultz.
It's Andrew Schultz. Look, the arch, man. That is spot on. Like the idea of it is it's a great piece of architecture and engineering.
It is a brilliant piece of architecture and engineering. It's beautiful and it's Saarinen. It's one of the foremost mid-century modern designers and architects in history. His furniture is incredible. The arch is incredible.
And it looks great even from like the views they were using with the drone last night. It looks great, but then
notch.
You get to the top of the arch and it's like, now what?
Well, St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Hang with
them. Tough break. Sorry about that line drive.
That's a hang with.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do anything. They're just living their lives. Like,
just,
man.
Like, what's up?
What's all that?
Is that a boat coming down the river? No. It's sewage from Chicago?
Is that Montgomery Ward's himself, his defecation coming down the river? Is that
St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Hang with them.
St. Lunatics.
My God. That's so cruel.
What's the Nelly line? I got a house 50 miles from the arch and all that, and from the bedroom balcony, you can see all that. And it's like, it's not a lot.
Yeah,
not a lot.
I enjoyed being at the top of the arch. It didn't smell good up there. It's a small room, and the elevators themselves.
It's a little slow.
It's a little
to
slow
get up there.
It's a little awkward,
and you can understand why.
Yeah, sure, all of it. But I mean, it is an amazing, amazing bit of architecture and design. The Cardinals beat the bejesus out of the Cubs last night, and that was not enjoyable.
They two-run homered their way to a ass-whooping last night.
We'll talk about Ben Brown in detail at the top of the hour. He gave up two homers on fastballs, one on a curve, and one on the changeup. That elusive third pitch, Lawrence, he threw it three times last night. He's threw it six times against the Brewers, eight against the Phillies. He's been trying to mix it in. I figured out what some of the problem is with that changeup. It's not that good. It's in between speed-wise of his curve and his fastball. It's a hard changeup. It's one of those hard changeups, and it's not really doing a whole lot.
That sounds to me like a guy who could benefit from going someplace where the games don't count and working on that pitch.
Or eliminating that pitch and going to the bullpen. These are some options.
I think that both of those options are actually pretty good. I'm with you. I think the bullpen makes more sense.
I think it does too, but I don't think that's what they're going to do.
I don't think so either. So I think they're going to send him down.
I think they are too.
And so what, when you activate Shota, you send him down?
Maybe even sooner, because Porter Hodge is traveling with the team and ready to be activated off the injured list after he had an oblique that somehow turned into a hip impingement. Good luck figuring that one out. But anyway, he's traveling and ready to be activated, so it could be as soon as today.
Okay, well, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the Cubs and their roster, and we're going to talk with someone from the Cubs roster. And you guys, look, you guys are in on the secret.
Oh, that's right, it's good.
We've got the shirts on, the shirts that got him thrown out of a game, the saying that, and not just us, Tanny and Alex are also wearing the shirts. So the whole show are wearing the shirts to support Nico.
I love this.
We're not going to tell him.
You're having a really bad day.
That's all he said to the ump, was you're having a really bad day. We've secretly replaced the Spiegel and Holmes show's shirts with an obvious shirt with a Nico saying, let's see if Nico Horner notices.
And I really don't want anyone at the Cubs to tell him. Like, don't tell him. Don't. Let's see. And if it works, it works.
If it doesn't, then we'll break it to him late in the segment.
I also think that the other visual aids that we have here in the studio draw his eye to the shirts.
Let's hope Nico's watching and paying attention, because he told us he just finished season 4 of The Sopranos. So that means that Piomai has come back out to play the painting that was generously gifted to Chris Tannehill that he wanted absolutely no part
of. She's a beautiful, innocent creature. What'd she ever do to anybody?
And then the one that you're holding, Lawrence, is a canvas that a listener made of me looking at the painting of Piomai. So there's lots of levels going on here.
There's a lot of layers and mirrors and puzzles trapped inside enigmas, trapped inside riddles.
Thank you.
All of that is coming up next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys. Nico Hoerner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
He rocks back and deals. Churio grounds one up the middle. Oh, backhanded sliding stop by Nico. His throw to first in time. Another nifty defensive play.
Hoerner hits a bouncing ball to hold it short.
Diving play, Ortiz. Not going to get anyone. Run in. It's a one-run game.
Chops slowly to second. Charging Hoerner. Gloves. Shovels to first in time. Beautiful play by Nico. Didn't have much time. Charged it aggressively. Grabbed it. Shoveled it to first.
And it's Nico Hoerner hitting 400 with men in scoring position. Chopped up the middle. Crawford collects. And Hoerner is out. Run comes in to score. How many times during a game broadcast will you look up at the scoreboard and there's a note and just take the note from the scoreboard?
I would say a couple times a game. Because some games it's five and other games it's none. And a lot of times I'm not even looking up there. And sometimes I feel like I haven't said anything in a while and I need to contribute, so I'll just read what's in front of me.
And Nico Hoerner, he's not up here with a man in scoring position, but he's tied with Aaron Judge, fourth highest batting average with Rizzo.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
The Cubs four-game series against the Cardinals continues tonight from St. Louis. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:10. First pitch at 6:45 on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs
Radio Network. Nico Horner is now joining us, and he's brought to you by Huntington, home of asterisk-free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. Hey, Nico, how are you?
Doing pretty well. I'm out here in the dugout in St. Louis. It's hot out, but it's nice. Good day.
What is your least favorite city to visit on the road, and why is it St. Louis, Nico?
I like this series from a baseball perspective.
That's a very solid.
It's a great ballpark. Like, the games here are awesome. It's a cool place.
Nico, let's talk about the Heat baseball is played in the spring, summer, and fall. We get it. There's going to be heat, but the stuff that was going on with the wind and the heat this weekend at Wrigley was impressive. So what are the steps that you take to get yourself ready when you know you're playing in crazy elements like that?
Yeah, the weekend was really a strange series. I mean, we see the extremes at Wrigley for sure, and whether it's a cold series in April or the wind blowing in, but that's about as extreme as you'll ever see of the ball carrying. And, obviously there were so many homers and some balls that wouldn't have been home runs normally, but also just the extra outs that, we didn't record just because of conditions and, no excuses because both teams are in the same place. But usually I feel like that's to our advantage just because Wrigley is weird, but that weirdness usually I feel like is on our side. But didn't work out that weekend.
Yeah. Do you have like a special different like electrolyte load for days like this and days like the last few days?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty hydrated, take care of our hydration pretty well. But it's more about like how much you're doing. Like a day like today, we're not taking, there's no option for batting practice today for our team. Like that was whether it's counts or somebody made that decision, and 4-game series here, you're going to have a day where you just don't go on the field at all, do everything inside and then go play, which I think is super smart, especially in a longer stretch of games. There's things like that, but it's kind of preserving energy a little bit.
Do you feel like this is a down moment for the team? The record might say so. Some of the numbers say so, but it's also just a long ass baseball season and stuff like this happens. So that's kind of the starting point for where we sort of address the team and the state of things. Where are you on it as of right now?
We're about 500 on the month, right?
Yep.
I think so. We haven't played as well lately. I think there's been, just kind of some opportunities missed on offense and, it's hard to even evaluate the pitching so much after the conditions those guys just threw in this past weekend. But, it hasn't been as synced up. But then, you look at the month as a whole and 500 in the month, and obviously that's not what you set out to do. But there's going to be challenging stretches, parts of every year that don't go as well. So I think this group has a capacity to obviously go on crazy hot streaks like we've seen. But also I think our floor is really high just with the variety of things that we do well. So it's never what you set out to do, but also acknowledging there's going to be hard parts of every year and just responding as best you can.
I think you're right about that floor because of the way that you guys play defense, the way that you run the bases, the way that the bullpen has been overall. I wonder if St. Louis is another one of those teams with like a high floor, and their ceiling's probably lower than you guys, but they seem to do some things pretty well over there. We're trying to figure out if they're any good. They're decent at just about everything, it seems.
Yeah, it's a solid ball club. I mean, it's always, we were talking before this about this, but just the strange to not see them until, 75, 80 games in the season, wherever we're at now. And obviously you pay attention to the teams in your division from afar, but it's a different feeling getting to play each other. And I mean, you guys know better than anybody, but the season is such a story of different parts of the year. And even things from April now feel like so long ago. So when it comes to, playing teams in division, especially the other best teams in the division, it feels like you would want to match up at each part of the season and kind of feel that story alongside the other teams. Obviously, scheduling is never going to be perfect, but it does seem pretty extreme how this one worked out.
When I used to host the David Ross show, one of the famous quotes is, Nico Horner is hardwired to kick your ass every day. Because it's a long season, where was the point in your career where you learned to lean into the long seasonness of baseball versus being disgruntled or gruntled even about a loss or things that happened inside of a loss on an individual night?
Yeah, I think from an individual perspective, 22 was a big year for me, just learning how to play over a course of a full season, because like I knew I was capable of skill set wise in the major leagues, but I think mentally and physically I hadn't really done the full thing yet. So that year was really big for me and set me up to be more consistent in the future. And then 2023, from a team perspective, was my first time like really being in it for a whole season. And you know, obviously we were there right there with the Diamondbacks at the end of the year, and it went sideways, but I think gave me a healthier perspective on just like kind of team energy throughout a season. And so yeah, it's a fine line, because you know, you go process, but then at a certain point you got to put your foot down with things. And you know, there's no perfect way to do it, but I think our group has had great communication and standards throughout that you know, make the good times possible and then also make the bad times shorter, I think.
Nico, a really good article written about you by Sahadev Sharma, our friend over at The Athletic, and there's a bunch of really good stuff in there. You mentioned 2022. By outs above average, there's no better second baseman in the National League since 2022 than Nico Hoerner. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's 4 years. That's 4 years of data as a defensive second baseman. But like, I don't know if you saw the article, but some wonderful quotes from Jameson Taillon about you and Carson Kelly about you. Just like everything that you bring as a teammate and a player. So it's pretty cool. I don't know if you read it, but it's nice to have your teammates notice what you bring, I would think.
Yeah, that is sweet. No, I haven't read it. My dad used to send me stuff when things were written about me, and even nice things. I kind of told him to stop at a certain point. I haven't read that, but the things that really matter are usually said by your peers, like the things that really, you know, feel good, and but they're the ones that are with you through all of it. And so that's nice to hear. And I think we do have a pretty tight knit group that that makes this season a lot more manageable and the good times more fun and the tough times a little more manageable. So yeah, appreciate those guys.
Is telling your dad not to send stuff, is that part of staying either gruntled or disgruntled? Is that part of it?
Yeah, it's funny, right? Like when you want to believe things when they're saying nice things about you, but not so much the other way around. Same goes for stats, right? Like whether it's like, wow, that seems like a really good metric. I'm like, pretty good at that. And then the other stuff's not worth it. Whatever, you know. But you can, so much information. You can twist a narrative however you want if you really want to dig deep.
Well, one of the other things that was said in the piece was that you are someone that holds everyone accountable and that you do look for those small things to try and make corrections with guys. When's the point where you got comfortable in being able to, as you said about, you know, people, your peers saying nice things about you, you being a peer and saying, hey, we can be better at blank, blank, and blank?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's something I can actually do a lot better at. Like the leadership, clubhouse stuff comes in different ways, and I think I'm more naturally disposed to kind of focus on the positive and acknowledge things that, you know, little things guys do well, and that's important. But you know, finding your voice when things aren't going well and holding people to a higher standard, I think that's a more challenging one, and that's a real skill that doesn't always come super naturally for me. So we have some older pitchers who do a good job of that, and usually it's through kind of joking, kind of not. There's always that fine line, right? A little bit of saltiness that goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got a nice mix of guys at different points in their career in the clubhouse, and I really enjoy that kind of banter.
Yeah, my wife calls it kidding on the square. Like, oh, I'm just, oh, no, really, I'm just kidding. But yeah, get your act together. Yeah. Like, what the hell are you doing? Yep. Nico Hoerner on here with Spiegel and Holmes. He's always cool enough to join us via Zoom from a cool spot at the ballpark. He's in the dugout in St. Louis.
Are you in the shade?
That's a good question.
No.
Oh, no, we're sorry, Nico.
No, there was an option. I thought about it, but I'm in the sun. I do like it in some sun. And we're not doing anything on the field today, so kind of like being out here, and then you take the field later, you kind of feel like you've been here already, instead of like, oh, whoa, here we go.
Are you one of those dudes who likes to take off your shoes and socks and touch the grass? What do they call it, grounding? A lot of players do it, right?
Yeah, the Giants were big on that a couple years ago. There were a lot of feet in our right field a couple years ago. I get the concepts. I think there's, you know, whether you're physically have your toes in the dirt or you're just in a space, I think that's half of BP anyways now. I think it's like just like I like hitting BP on the road more than at home, or it's more important to me just because like I want to stand in the box, like have the visual and see some balls land that would be hits, and just like not so much about, you know, I want to feel my back hip and top hand do this or whatever. It's the feeling of getting in the box and just expecting success and visualizing it. And
Did you enjoy playing shortstop on Sunday? You love playing shortstop. Let's be honest.
I do. I love playing shortstop. You know, it's an honor to get to play shortstop in the big leagues. It's a special thing. Like a lot of baseball players started as shortstops and then were at a certain point were filtered into other places. So to get to play there in the major leagues is a very cool thing. It was cool on a lot of levels. I hadn't played there since I think it was last May. And just a bit of a check the box kind of moment on still improving from surgery in October. So it meant a lot to me. Obviously we're fortunate to have a great shortstop here that doesn't require much of that, and a guy who really takes pride in playing every day. So very grateful for Dansby, but I do enjoy the opportunities when they do show up.
So who tackled Dansby to get him to take a day off?
Yeah, I mean, this was like a more extended stretch of games and heat. And so he's in a good spot. But, yeah, it's part of it. Always a fine line.
All right. So can you see us? Because we have some stuff in the studio here, Nico.
Yeah, I can see you.
All right, good. There's this picture of Piomai right here from season 4 of The Sopranos.
I can't believe that we have this.
Yeah, we thought maybe you'd enjoy.
No,
yeah,
that's not Piomai. That's a sad death.
Yeah. What happened was
spoiler
that,
alert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Spoiler alert. The horse dies. Everybody.
The truth is that Danny Parkins got this picture of Piomai as a gift for Chris Tannehill, and Tanny didn't want to put it in his house, so it lives here in the studio. And then Lawrence is holding a picture, a canvas that a listener made of me looking at the picture of Piomai. So now all
That's
we need,
incredible.
Yeah, now all we need is a canvas of you looking at the picture of me looking at Piomai, and then we're really getting somewhere.
I think we got the clip art to be able to pull that part of it off right now, off of the 3-shot.
Yeah, that's just one quick AI ChatGPT request away. And Piomai is the sad one. I mean, Tony and his animals, he's always had a strong bond, and nothing sets that man up like a departure or death of a four-legged creature or a duck or whatever it is. So yeah, interesting psychology going on there. R.I.P. Piomai.
So you're saying he wasn't really sad about Piomai as much as he was about perhaps other things in his life.
Yeah, there's layers to it for sure. Okay. But that was a sad one. Animal deaths always hit harder in shows, I feel like, which says something weird about us, I think. But yeah.
Is it Steve Sciarrippa who's doing a dog food commercial where he's basically playing a mobster and someone says something crazy about he's keeping the food in the refrigerator and the guy's, he's like, why are you keeping this dog food? And they end up putting that guy in like a trunk. And then he says to the dog,
oh no,
you were at your grandmother's. You don't know anything about any of this.
I got nothing on that, but I feel you.
You feel it. All right, so we got to ask, if you can see us, do you not see what we're wearing, Nico?
You're having a bad day so far. You're having a really bad day so far.
So I said, you're having a really bad day.
So Joe over at Obvious Shirts has made this shirt, and all 4 of us are wearing it in support of you, sir.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the support. I'm hopefully we'll never say that again, because apparently it's not a good one to say, but
Is there part of you that's like, man, I should have said something really outlandish if I was going to get tossed?
No, as cool as that sounds, I really don't think I'd feel good if I just ripped someone apart. Like, getting ejected doesn't feel good. It's not satisfying. Like, I maybe there's some situations where it would be, but man, it's, you want to be out there, and it just feels kind of silly when it's done. You're like, ah, that was dumb.
Wow. But, that's interesting. Well. I bet it's different for a manager.
Yeah. That has more purpose, I feel like. And they have to stand up for their players, you know, and it's a huge deal to have the support of your manager. And but as a player, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I don't plan on them anymore, but we'll see.
All right. Well, we have the shirt. So, I mean, now you could just make it your standard line if you want it. And then we could wear the shirts again. Did you interact at all with Sammy Sosa when he was in town?
You know, I didn't see him. But it was a cool reception that he got from the fans. I imagine that meant the world to him to be back in that space. And he's probably confused why we didn't score like 15, 20 runs with the wind blowing out. But yeah.
Yeah, he meant a lot to
Sammy.
Fans.
Very busy.
Yeah, he was very busy.
Extremely busy, as Pat Hughes said. He meant a lot to fans of a certain age, dude. And it's like,
yeah. 100%.
Right, and it was really cool for a lot of people to get to see him back. Now,
yeah, I mean, for us as players, like when we're here in St. Louis with all these fans in the crowd and everywhere we go, and just like there's a lot of layers to that with WGN and all the reasons that Cubs have an incredible fan base. But that man just by himself is a huge, huge part of just the joy and energy around this team that we still feel probably. So, it's cool to see.
Our pal Boog Shambi reported this morning that he met a kid in St. Louis whose favorite player is Nico Horner.
That's huge.
You got one. And he went out and he got himself a dog, and he named the dog Nico.
Wow. I will say that's not the first. I'll brag on that. I've gotten a weird amount of DMs saying we named our dog Nico. And I don't know if, I guess it's a good thing, but it feels a little like, I don't know if it's a dog name.
I think that you should take it as a compliment.
It's a good thing.
Like if they went with usually the child name is some connected to a family member. So, you know, if someone did want to name their child Nicholas or Nico, I mean,
that's a good point. A kid name would be weirder.
I think a kid name would be a lot weirder.
Yeah. I feel kind of, yeah. I feel, I mean, it goes back to the animal thing, right? I'm kind of more excited about the dog.
Yeah, and God forbid something ever happens to these dogs named Nico.
Yeah, I don't
think I could handle that. Yeah.
No, I don't think I could either. Well, Nico, we appreciate you. Get out of the sun. Have a good night down there in St. Louis with the game, because we know that's really the only thing in St. Louis that you can have fun with. And we will talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Talk to you guys in a week.
Thanks, man.
It's Nico Horner.
He's the best.
He really is.
I mean, he really is. He enjoys the whole thing. He gets it, and he wants to hang out. And he's connecting the sadness of Tony to the sadness of the Cub fan kids who named their dogs after him.
Yeah, I want to make sure Nico's off the line, but he's on to something. The whole thing about Tony and animals, like as fans of the show know, later on there's a bit of a reveal that connects all that together.
That's right!
Yeah, so I won't, you know, spoil that, but so he's off the line. But yeah, Nico's very astute viewer. He's paying attention. I love that about Nico. It doesn't surprise me at all, you know?
There are also some other things that he might want to steady himself for in season five. Some other stuff that he might want
to. I was trying to remember because I was trying to. I don't think of it season to
give,
season.
I don't want
to
give spoiler alerts, but you know, people who know.
Oh. But don't you think that, like, of course, Nico pays attention that way? That's the way he pays attention to a baseball game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all the details matter. Everything matters.
He loves knowing the details, loves getting there. Is it me, or was he not that amused by the shirts? I was a little sad. was a little sad.
Well, it's the reveal wasn't what we were looking for because you couldn't see him right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that hurt a little bit. But do we embarrass him? My God, did Joe and Avi Schertz, did we embarrass
him? I don't think so.
Proud of that moment?
I think that he appreciated the gesture, but he wasn't proud of that moment.
That's what it is. So we tapped into a little bit of shame that's in there.
He appreciated the solidarity, but it's not something like getting – he kind of walked us through it, like getting kicked out of
doesn't
a game
doesn't feel good.
Isn't right.
Now you're right.
And it makes more sense for a manager than it does a player.
Well, it doesn't take anything away from obvious shirts and the excellence and the quickness with which they do business. But damn it. Sorry, Nico, about the shame. You know, you can process that. I think maybe we helped him process that. Let it out. Got to let those things go. Talk about them with your friends. Or else you end up like Tony, weeping.
Uh-huh.
Can't have that.
Yep. All right.
Wait do you send Nico the Joey Pants cameo? Then he's really into the afternoon show Sopranos wormhole. Why don't you send that to him? He'll appreciate that.
Yeah, and if somebody's going to add a third canvas with Nico looking at the picture of us looking at the picture.
It wouldn't be that hard because we were holding up the picture while he was in the three shot.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. So that's the canvas we need.
Yeah.
Is you and me, you holding up the picture. So, yeah, then you're in the third canvas and we're really getting somewhere. God, I love this. You all right?
I'm great. I thought that was really great. I had a lot of fun with it. I like the idea of us like wearing shirts and and him like emoting a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, about the dogs and getting thrown out. Like
he's a thoughtful dude, man.
I just really like that guy.
Yeah, man. It's like I'm right there with you. And this is now year three of like getting to know the dude. And like the Sahadev piece had some stuff. It's
excellent.
It's three straight seasons with at least four wins above replacement, according to Fangraphs. And he's probably got a pretty good shot to make it a fourth this year. For a guy like that who doesn't hit for power, to be that valuable statistically is amazing when you think of the profile. He's maximizing his ability to make contact. He's got an 89.8% contact rate. And he gets a lot of hits with runners in scoring position. He delivers an awful lot. He did it again last night.
Mm-hmm. A little breaking news, and breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Dunks is going to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Duncan Keith, he's got no teeth.
He's going to the Hall of Fame, though, I can tell you that much.
Man.
When we come back, what's wrong with Ben Brown? We're going to break that down for you next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.